Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Dallimore, and I'm excited to be with you today. You know, one of the things that we talk a lot about that we've mentioned in other podcasts is mindset. It's such a fundamental component of anyone's entrepreneurial journey. And the importance of having a positive mindset, because so many things will come up that will knock us down as we try to start, grow, and develop our business. And that's why I'm so excited about this episode. We had the opportunity to interview Charity Hatterley. She's an author, she's a speaker, and she has a passion for wanting to create a positive impact on humanity in the field of personal development, leadership, and a growth mindset. You know what's so interesting about Charity? She knows firsthand what it's like to battle a toxic mindset and a personal trauma in her life that made her basically believe that she was defective. But she used that experience to turn that experience into something that she's passionate about and that she wants to share with others. In fact, Charity is known for brainwashing people to believing in themselves. And she does this because she wants to help people heal and connect with their highest self and to ignite their peak potential, as well as to have them live according to their dreams and not according to their fears. You know, Charity is an amazing person. She is the founder of the Women's Connection Summit, as well as the Ignite Your Champion Summit, and a virtual event that's actually going live here on December 11th, 2020, called the Fueling Confident Women. So we're so excited to be able to have Charity here with us today. Danielle had the opportunity to meet with her, to sit down with her, and to talk to her about this mindset and how to overcome a negative mindset. And so let's listen in as Danielle and Charity discuss how we can overcome our fears and achieve our greatest potential.
Oh, welcome everybody today to this episode of our podcast. We are thrilled today to have Charity Hatterley with us. And Charity has a great background, some great knowledge that she's going to share with us today. And Charity, as I was reading your bio, I love that you used the word brainwashing in a good way. And it's so true, though. I mean, really, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell us kind of what you're all about and where your passions are. But when we talk about brainwashing, it's not that we're brainwashing, right? It's really that internal dialogue that we have within ourselves. And really so much of our lives and our perspectives really start up here, right? So welcome, first of all, to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I am excited to be here. And so it's been fun to see what you're doing and how you're changing lives of entrepreneurs. So thanks for letting me be part of this.
Yes, you are welcome. And so why don't you go ahead and tell us kind of about, you know, what you're about, what your passions are, what you're working on, and kind of give us some insight.
Well, my passion is, and I'll just use the phrase in my bio, what I do is I basically brainwash people into believing in themselves. And the reason I do this is because of my journey of not having believed in myself for so many years and just pretending to be confident, pretending to be, you know, what I didn't feel like I was, but then going through a journey of personal development and recognizing that, wow, there is power in what we believe. And if you don't believe in yourself, how could anyone else believe in you? And so I've just been on this very imperfect ups and downs, twists and turns journey. And on that, you know, this is where my calling in life is to help people, to empower them to live true to their dreams rather than true to their fears, which is what I did for so many years of my life.
And so that is so, I love that. And I love that you are following, you know, kind of what you feel like your life mission is. But what did it take you kind of in those journeys that you experienced? What did it take you to realize that that's really what your mission was, to teach people, to empower people, to really help them believe in themselves? How did you get there?
It's been a long road. The first step, of course, is, you know, the pain and the struggle of me not believing myself, of, you know, having experienced trauma as a child, and then and other just very fearful mindset. And then it brought me to a point in my early 20s where I was battling severe depression and social anxiety. And I even remember sitting outside. I had three kids. Well, it kind of started when I had my first child. And then by my third child, like, I was kind of up and down, struggling, really go on this personal development journey. And then there was a point when I remember sitting outside thinking, my family would be better off without me. And I remember kind of going through scenarios like, well, where could I go? I wasn't suicidal, but I just felt like I am such a toxic influence to my kids. And my husband, he was in school at the time, so he was gone all the time. So it was basically like a single mom, but, I really was at a low, the lowest of lows for several years. And, but then diving into that personal development journey, and then we'll fast forward, and that's a long story in and of itself, but we'll fast forward to about a few years ago when I just started, someone had asked me to come to her women's group. And I said, you know, I have like 3 little 7-minute speeches, because I had been in Toastmasters and I had practiced and I joined just to gain confidence. And she said, no, we don't want a 7-minute speech. We want you for the whole hour. Like, I've heard some of your story. I've seen a transformation in you. We need you. I just feel it. We need you. And I tried to, you know, get out of that, because I didn't feel like, you know, I don't have anything significant to share. But then I finally just opened my heart and thought, okay, well, I have this opportunity. I have been in the speaking club. What am I supposed to share? What do these women need from me? And I realized that these 3 little speeches were actually part of a whole. And I went and just shared my story, shared of like where I was, that depression. Here's these 3 basic steps I repeated over, over, and over. And as I shared that story, it was in that moment, that first time really sharing this big journey of my story and the steps I took, that I just knew, like, this is what I'm meant to do. I've got to share my story. I've turned my pain into a passion for empowering others. And it's an imperfect journey, and it still is imperfect. I'm still on that journey, but this is what I'm called to do. And so I have been on that journey since then. And it's really only been 3 years since I had that, like, boom, you know, that powerful, like, this is what you're meant to do. So here I am today, and it's been amazing, really.
That is amazing. And it just goes to prove that you don't know overnight, right? It's not something that happens overnight. Obviously it took you a long time to come to that, but kudos to you for overcoming the fear to do that and jump in and not knowing the outcome, but just doing it in, you know, in the moment. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because I know you teach people how to kind of overcome that fear and just take the action, just the next step. So what's your top tips on helping people to overcome that fear initially? I mean, because as a new entrepreneur, I mean, you have all these fears, right? You're like, do I have what it takes to be a business owner? Do I have what it takes to be a leader? You have all these fears, you know, what if this happens? And what if that happens? What if I do it all wrong? What if nobody likes me? I mean, there's all these kinds of fears that are going through your mind, right? And I mean, and it's that internal talk that we need to really check and get our mindset in the right mode before we jump in and become that successful business owner or that leader in a market. So tell us what your top tips are for helping people kind of overcome those fears and the internal dialogue.
The first thing that comes to mind right now is just a conversation I had with my teenager last night. He's a senior, and so he's he's going through the college applications and all of that. And I can just sense a lot of nervousness in him. Like, he's ready, but he's also like, ooh, you know, you remember how that feels. It's a lot like the journey of the entrepreneurship where you're like, okay, this is the next step. And am I going to be able to do this? And I said, do you want to know the secret to life? And this is the secret to entrepreneurship. And he said, sure, mom, you know, skeptical 17-year-old of his mother. And I said, you don't need to have all the answers. You don't need to know all the steps to get to where you want to be. You don't even have to know exactly where you're going, but all you need to know is that you are capable of finding that answer and then taking the next step. It really, I would say it's a lot like having a flashlight in the darkness. You can only see so far on your journey, and unless you take a step, you will not see any further. And that light will illuminate the next step only if you take this step right here. It's fuzzy out in the darkness, out in the unknown, but all you need to know is just take one step, and then you will find that sometimes as you're heading toward one goal, you take steps and then you recognize, wow, here's this amazing trap door that's going to take me into a world I didn't even see, but you found it. Just like I did with what I do, I found it because I was heading towards one thing and that journey is imperfect. And then it illuminated the pathway to something else, even better than I couldn't even imagine.
I mean, that is such a great reminder. I mean, how often do we have to think that we have to have everything planned out and, you know, every step? And then, you know, me as an accountant, that, you know, that's my world, right? It's like, okay, what's the plan and how do we execute it? But I think an important point is make sure that you're open. Make sure that you're just taking that leap of faith. If you're knowing you're going in the right direction and move forward. And I think it gives you the freedom to really be able to pivot, whether it's in this awesome opportunity over here that you didn't even think about or know about, or whether it's you found something, you realize something you are not in love with, you don't like, you don't want to do, and you can pivot and change your course.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I love that. So let's talk about a little bit about, you know, mindset and what, I mean, you overcame a lot. And so I can't imagine that happened, you know, all at once with one little tiny thing. I gotta imagine it was a process, right? And let's kind of talk about that internal dialogue we have with ourselves. How do we overcome a lot of the blocks that we end up putting on our own selves? So, I mean, we are capable as individuals of amazing things, right? And I know you try to convince people of that, but a lot of times we don't realize it ourselves, or we think we have limits on what we can do, or we have mental blocks that we grew up with. How do we overcome them to get out of our own way of our own success?
That's a really great question. And, you know, the first step is being aware. Just notice what you're saying to yourself. You know, there's a study that was printed in Forbes magazine, and they say that 15% of people are self-aware. So like 85% of people are not paying attention to what they're thinking and how that is affecting them in their lives. But once you become aware, it's important to recognize that all these thoughts that are in your head, whether it's, I'm not good enough, how can I make a difference here? You know, everybody else is so much better than me. They're so much further on the journey, and I'm going to look like an idiot, or I'm going to stutter. I don't know what to say. All of this self-talk, a lot of that, you know, that's programmed from childhood. It's what your family has said to you, your relative, you know, your neighborhood, kids at school. And a lot of it is the negative. You know, there may be a lot of positive that you received from childhood, but we tend to cling on to the negative because our brain is a mechanism, is a technology that wants to keep you safe. And so if someone told you that it's not safe to be successful because people are going to be jealous, or they will think that you're, you know, too good for them, or those relationships will change, those fear of relationships, then your brain's going to hold on to that and say, no, it's not okay to be successful. It's not safe to receive. It's not safe to shine. We've got to hide. We got to preserve our life. But so then we go throughout living this life based on this program of our brain that we're not even aware of. And so what's the first thing? Be aware. Second thing is question it. If you say, like, for example, one of my biggest, you know, the negative self-talk was, oh, they're going to think I'm an idiot, or, you know, I'm not good enough. No one wants to hear what I have to say. And so I started questioning that, like, is that true? Is it true that no one wants to hear what I have to say? And then start thinking, well, you know, I have these good relationships here and there. I'm just, the word I'm going to say is glomp. That's not even a word. I'm just like lumping all of these negative thoughts together and applying it to projecting it to everyone else, but it's not true. And so then start asking yourself, you know, so first be aware, second, challenge it. Is that true? And then third thing is to change the question. Well, what if I am successful? What if I can share my voice and actually help people? What if I can still love me and own my power, and those relationships will actually improve rather than fall away like I was afraid of? So asking yourself the right questions, you know, it's a lot like, you've probably heard this analogy. You go and buy a blue car and you're like, this is so unique and amazing. And then suddenly you see that everyone has the same blue Subaru as you. And that's what our brain does. Like, whatever you tell it, it's going to notice that. You didn't notice it before. But if you're telling yourself, well, what if I fail? What if I stutter? Then your brain will say, okay, let's make sure that you do fail. Because your brain doesn't know good or bad. It's just programmed. So we've got to change the program. And one of the ways, okay, those three steps, be aware, question it. Is it true? Is it helpful? And then ask empowering questions. Change the question so that your brain will look for evidence of what you want the outcome to be rather than what you don't want the outcome to be. Because you'll get whatever you ask for.
Yeah, that's true. We become our own self-fulfilling prophecy, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love that. So that's great. So three things. Be aware. What was the second one again?
Be aware and question. Question whether it's true or not. And then ask yourself, then change the question. Ask yourself, you know, the impact. So here's another phrase. The answer is in the question. So what answer do you want? What if I fail? Well, then you're going to get the answer. Here's how you fail, and you're going to fail. But if you ask, how can I succeed? How can I be successful at this? How can I connect with the right people to make this, you know, to move this forward? Then your brain will look for answers and you'll see those opportunities, and then you can move forward and take those steps, even though you don't have it all figured out.
I love that. Yes. I learned that a few years ago, and I love that. When we ask the right questions, our brain will find the answer. And we'll, more than likely, you know, every time I try that and apply it in my life, I always find answers that I could, you know, I never even thought of that are just amaze me. I'm like, yes, I can do this. So what a great confidence booster it is to be able to implement that. So thank you for sharing that. So I know you've written a book, you've been on TEDx, you coach and do lots of speaking events. So I know, you know, I participated with you on your book. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what you're trying, you know, what your goal of that book was?
The book, honestly, so I started doing events. And so after my first event, it was just, I thought, okay, you know, I felt inspired to do this event, and I did the event, and 100 people showed up, and I was just amazed. And I really just took those steps, like, you know, one step at a time. And I thought that was my one contribution to humanity. And I, you know, I'm good. That's it. That's all I thought. You know, I thought okay, I'm done. Check that off. But then a few months later, I realized, you know what, there's another event. I need to keep going. And at that point, I decided, you know, it would be nice to have a book or something. Like, maybe I need to start taking this more seriously to create a longer journey for these people who come to the events so that they have more to continue in their learning. And I was writing a book and applying for TEDx. I failed, you know, I didn't get into TEDx. but then I realized, you know what? The stuff that I'm teaching, that I started out teaching at that women's event that very first time, I already have a book because I've already been teaching this stuff. So then I formatted it into a book, and that was a lot of work, but I did that. And it really was just like, I don't know where this is heading, but you know, here's this book. And I did the event. Ignite Your Champion was last year. That was for men and women. So I've done a couple different events. I've done a women's event only, and then I've done men and women's event. And a lot of business people showed up to that. So that was pretty cool to see, like, oh, you know, I kind of have these two different audiences, business owners, entrepreneurs, and also women, whether or not they're business owners. And so writing that book was really just, it felt like the next step. I didn't know where I was heading. And then I published the book and I, you know, had it there for the event. And then a while later, I just thought, you know, this year would have been the third event, and it was another women's event this year. And after COVID canceled, I realized, you know what? I already have this book. Why am I not, you know, using this book as a tool? It's like I wrote it and I'm on to create the next thing and then the next thing, and which has been really good. I think sometimes you have to figure out what it isn't so you can figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of like shift here this way. Oh, I'm doing this and now I'm doing that. And then I did the Perspectives Bootcamp. My book is called Perspectives. And I just thought, you know, I have a program. I could turn this into like a 30-day challenge. We can go through the book. We have 30 days worth of quotes. We've got questions. I can teach, you know, this mindset stuff. I can teach people how to reprogram and shift the way they're thinking about themselves. And so then you signed up and we had several others. We had about a group of 12, and I did it twice, so about 20 people who've gone through it. And my goal with that was really, it was because of my live event was canceled. So I thought, well, why am I not just using what I already have? And now with the book, I think, ooh, I'm going to change the cover a little bit and also the subtitle, because right now it's 30 days to a new life through a new lens, but really it's a 30-day thought transformation, which I think makes it more clear for people. And also, not everyone wants a new life, you know, they just want to improve. They want to transform their mindset, and that's what it does. So, you know, that imperfect book that is out there is still changing lives. I think I've sold about 400 copies and I haven't really marketed it. It's just been my events or speaking and people who know me, then they find my book. So that's been pretty awesome. So now it's like, I'm going to be tweaking some of my branding and that book cover. And then moving forward, I will be marketing that more because I see the value in that, and people have experienced that transformation. You've experienced the content and what I do. And so just tweaking it so it makes it, so it's more clear with, that was kind of a done is better than perfect, get this published, it's done. And now in hindsight, like, I'm so glad I did it. And now I can tweak it just a little bit and move forward. And I've got other books in me and I'm excited about what's to come.
I love that you are practicing what you preach in that imperfect action. And yes, I mean, and I love that, you know, the perspective, that's really what it is. Going back to what you were talking about earlier, you know, your book really helps ask the right questions to change our own perspectives and our own lives. And so I think it's a great exercise. So definitely everybody check out Charity's book, Perspectives. I think you can find it on Amazon. Where else can you find it,
Charity? Yes. Amazon right now, or I've got a few book signings coming up that are in the works, but with COVID, it's kind of like, meh. So right now go to Amazon. That's where you can get it. Or if you know me personally, I've got a box of them, so you can give me a call.
Perfect. Yes. It's a great exercise. And you know, I was just looking at my cards. I actually printed out all of the daily questions and laminated them. And I was just looking at them the other day. I'm like, okay, I need to start pulling out these every day, one a day, and and really start going through them again. So I think it's just a great exercise for us daily, weekly to do to help us really change how we're thinking.
And that's awesome. I'm happy to hear that. You know, I don't always hear back from people. I mean, I've got a lot of good feedback, but I don't always hear it, you know? So you wonder like, well, it's out there. Who's it helping? Yeah. So that's really cool that you printed that out and you are doing those questions every day. That's very cool.
Yeah. And actually secretly in the back of my mind, okay, if I print these out and I laminate it, I'm going to put it on the fridge every day. Maybe it'll actually help my teenager, right?
Yes.
That's right. Well, it's the mom in me. I'm like, oh yeah, what else can I do without them even knowing it?
Yeah. It's called ninja coaching, right? You coach them and they don't realize you're coaching them.
Exactly. I love it. So Charity, as we kind of wrap this up, I want you to give you an opportunity. Number one, you know, tell us the one thing that you think our audience will benefit from. Like, what's the one tip or advice that you can give them that will really help them on their entrepreneurial journey? And then I want to make sure that we, you know, where our audience knows where to find you, you know, what you're working on and how we can help you.
Well, thank you. So let's see. So you had asked what's the last, you know, piece of advice. I would say trust yourself. You know enough and life has prepared you for each opportunity that presents itself. You know, I think a lot of times we see an opportunity and we say, well, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to do this. I don't, you know, and we go through that internal dialogue, right? But instead, ask yourself, well, what if I can do this? I have this opportunity for a reason. Like I did when my friend invited me to speak to a women's group. I just thought, okay, I have this opportunity for a reason. What do I have to offer? How am I going to do this? Let me just say yes to this opportunity and then I'll figure it out. And then, so that would be the one thing, like, you know enough, life's prepared you for this opportunity. And the second thing would be to just take imperfect action. Like, failure is the pathway to success. So find ways that you can fall flat on your face, because falling flat on your face, that actually gets you 5 feet forward. And then you stand up and you've moved forward and learned.
I agree. I love that. Yeah. So say yes to opportunities because you never know where they lead, and take that imperfect action. I, you know, I use that a lot, and I don't know if I got it from you or if I got it from Kelly Roach or, I mean, you know, it's out there, but yeah, just take that imperfect action. And that is a lesson I had to learn, because I definitely think that I have to have everything figured out before I go do it. And just take that one step. You just have to be one chapter ahead of everybody else, right? And then you'll get there. So just take that first step and have faith that you have what you need to get where you're going.
I love it. Absolutely. And then you'd ask how you can connect with me. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. You can link my Linktree. It's just Linktree.com/Charity Hatterley. And Linktree is linktr.ee/Charity Hatterley. And then you'll see a menu of, you can go to my website. You can read some articles that I've published. You can find my book on that link. You can, I don't know, it changes. You know, I've got some speeches linked on there that you can check out. I'm also on YouTube, just started a YouTube channel. So figuring that out, but you can see some videos on there to get to know me a little bit better. I would love to connect with you. If you listen to this podcast, reach out to me and tell me where you heard about me and say hello. I'd love to get to know you and what you're up to. And Danielle, thank you so much for letting me be part of this. I'm excited to see how your journey plays out too. And, you know, we're really on this these journeys together, these journeys of learning. So we'll learn together. We'll keep learning as we go and we'll Absolutely. Fail forward, right?
Exactly. Yes. We'll fall flat on our face and we'll pick each other up, right?
Exactly.
So thank you so much for joining us. We'll make sure that we have all of those links down in the description of the podcast. And we are grateful that you could share your knowledge and help us really, you know, boost us up. That's what it's all about, is boosting each other up and building each other up to know that we have the confidence and the skills to do amazing things. So thank you for joining.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this interview that we had with Charity Hatterley. I know I learned a lot, and there's a lot of things that I can use from what she shared today to help me overcome my fears and the things that hold me back. And I hope each of you have found something that Charity shared that will help you as well. We will include all of the links that Charity mentioned where you can find out more about her in our podcast show notes. In addition, for all you ladies out there, I want to remind you about that special event that's coming up here on December 11th, 2020, called Fueling Confident Women. We will have a link for you to opt into that free virtual event in our podcast show notes. And I just want to thank you all for joining us again for another episode of our podcast. We are so excited that we can bring this to you. You can find out more about us, Darren and Danielle, at our website, ascent101.com, and by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. As always, we encourage you to reach out to us with any questions you may have. And until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.